Welcome back. 3:50, 7:30 a.m., 102.9 FM, WTNT. Andy Parks live from the Washington Times. And Jim Robbins is here, Washington Times senior editorial writer. It's time for the Robbins Report on this Tuesday afternoon. Hello, Jim. How are you?
Hey, Andy. How are you?
I'm doing just fine. I have been checking out a couple of things that you are at least partly responsible for this week, and they're not all good. Oh, wait a minute. Yes, they are.
Don't blame me, Andy. I just work here.
Obama's Economic Crisis. By Bill Clinton's standards, we're in a severe downturn. That's kind of funny, actually. Clinton to the rescue, if I'm reading all the tea leaves correctly this week. I think they need all the help they can get from that guy.
Yeah, well, I went back to 1992 when the second quarter economic statistics came out, and they were almost identical to what we just received. And the Obama administration is saying how great things are. But back in 1992, Bill Clinton, he declared an economic crisis, said that George H.W. Bush had, you know, driven the economy into a ditch. It was full of all kinds of dire warnings, so the White House had no credibility. Unemployment then was actually lower than now, and the debt situation was way better. And growth was about the same. So if it's a crisis then, why isn't it a crisis now, Mr. Clinton?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, I mean, that's very interesting. And I know that that going forward over the next 3 months, Obama's got a lot of explaining to do. And I think that the Republicans just have to keep hammering on the economy and hopefully get away from some of this secondary, you know, sideshow stuff that's been going on.
Yes, every poll shows that the economy, jobs, growth, and the debt are the number one issues. Things like foreign policy and supposed gaps and stuff like that, people don't really care about. So long as the Republicans can stay on message, they'll probably continue to do good in the polls.
Yeah. All right, one of the other things that I saw your name attached to, the Robbins Report, UN arms treaty dead. I take that as good news?
Oh, yeah, that was very good news, and we discussed this before, and in fact, even we kind of predicted this, that the UN wouldn't get their act together sufficiently to come up with a draft of this controversial arms agreement that was going to regulate small arms. And in fact, they didn't. At the last minute, last week, they got around the table and they failed to deliver, so good for the UN.
Yeah. Yeah, I do recall talking about that now, going, oh, yeah, it's the UN. They won't get it done. All right, Mitt Romney. It caused quite a stir among, particularly among those on the left, for his little gaffe in England. And I don't even know if it was a gaffe. I think he was just kind of talking off the cuff about a story that had made national headlines in the UK and was dealing with the poor security effort by this one firm, resulting in the fact that the government had to bring in members of the military to provide security. Well, anyway, the left ran with that. But then Romney goes on to Israel and Poland, and the left is beating him up all over because of his visit to both countries. Although, I got to tell you something. I think he got a pretty warm reception in both Israel and Poland.
Yeah, they loved him over there. And I don't think the things he said were gaffes. If he was questioning security, well, this was a guy who ran the February 2002 Winter Olympics in Salt Lake City. Now, remember what things were like back then. So he knows about security, and if he saw lapses, maybe they were there. I mean, we'd say that the British are perfect. Maybe they had a problem. Then when he went to Israel and to a supposed gaffe saying that Jerusalem is the capital of Israel, it is their capital. They say it's their capital, and we should acknowledge that it's their capital. I don't see any problem with that. It shows a difference between him and the administration.
Yeah.
And in Poland, too. I mean, what did he say? His gaffe in Poland was he told a reporter to shove it. Well, even as a journalist, sometimes, you know, I've had politicians say worse things to me. But, you know, it's just the nature of the game.
Heck, I've said worse things to you. What are you talking about? All right. Well, all in all, I thought it was a successful trip. And, of course, the left is saying that he's not ready for prime time as a result. Now, there is someone that is also another person that is not real happy with Mitt Romney for his comments in Israel, and that would be President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad. He says that Romney was kissing the foot of the Jewish state.
Oh, good. Well, you know, what do you expect from Iran? And it's interesting that that Tehran and the Obama administration at least can agree on one thing, that Jerusalem is not the capital of Israel. I mean, you know, they got their talking points together.
All right. Leon Panetta, he's headed out of the country for Tunisia. the start of a five-day trip to the Mideast region where tensions obviously are pretty nasty at this stage of the game. And I guess he's going to be dealing with all kinds of things, including Iran's suspected advances toward nuclear weapons.
Yeah, well, there was a report that he was going to, you know, give the attack plan to Israel, which was later said not to be true, and I doubt that it is true. And he's got a really tough job right now, not only trying to keep our security arrangements in North Africa together, you know, make sure that the Egyptians are still on board with us, try to see what Israel's intentions are vis-a-vis Iran. Are they going to do a preemptive strike or what? He's got the problem in Syria to deal with and what we're going to do about it, if anything. Got a tough job right now.
Yeah, and speaking of nuclear weapons, did you see where Harry Reid went off on this official of the NRC, the Nuclear Regulatory Commission, this guy William Magwood? He called him a liar, called him all kinds of names you can't say on the radio. Do you know what that's about by any chance?
No, I didn't see that one. I guess it's with respect to storing nuclear waste in Nevada, some issue like that, I would suppose.
Yeah.
Maybe, you know, he should spend more time thinking about getting the economy in order and helping out that way instead of calling people names.
Yeah. And cleaning up after the solar panel manufacturers that have gone under in the state of Nevada. All right.
And yeah, exactly.
Finally today, remember the UFO story that motorists talked about here in the Washington area not all that long ago? I guess it was back in June. They saw a saucer-shaped object that was being, I guess it was being trucked along 270 on its way down to the Beltway. Well, we have learned that the mysterious object was an experimental unmanned aircraft called the X-47B. What do you know about that? Anything?
Of a high-speed drone aircraft that could be used for surveillance and also to carry weapons. Its purpose, as far as I understand it, is to be able to deploy quickly to where it's needed, and so it's got this kind of far-out delta saucer shape, which is what people were responding to.
Yeah.
Of course, maybe those reports were planted by the aliens to deceive us.
Yeah. And we don't know if Elvis was driving it or not. So there we go. All right, Jim, always good to talk to you, my friend. We'll talk next week when the Robbins Report comes back right here to this very radio station. Thanks, Jim.
Thanks, Annie.
See you later. Jim Robbins, senior editorial writer here at the Washington Times. 3:58, 7:30 a.m., 102.9 FM, WTNT.